Okay, from the...
That's the sea cucumber.
Fabulous world of Carillion bear dogs to commercial sea cucumbers and sea urchins. It's charismatic megafauna, or
about nine spoke to back of me and said, "Boy, that's a tough act to follow," and they're right.
Oh, and here's okay. So this is a rule briefing and a public hearing, and we have Rich Childers, our shellfish policy manager, here to guide us through this.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name's Richard Childers, and I'm in the fish program, and I'm the Puget Sound Shellfish Manager for the fish program. And this is a rule change briefing, and it's to discuss a rule change to increase the maximum bid price for sea cucumber and sea urchin licenses. And I will do a quick overview, kind of hitting the highlights of urchin and cucumber fishery in Puget Sound. But the focus is the rule change to increase the bid price. Some common elements in both the urchin and the cucumber fishery, they are inside Puget Sound, and they're hand-picked using dive equipment. The harvest occurs in the inland waters of Puget Sound. And both the urchin and the cucumber fishery has been limited entry fishery since 1989. And the license buyback program, which I will discuss a little bit further later, has been in effect since 1999. And that is an industry-funded program that was initiated by the dive industry. Most of the product, I would say 95% or so, is shipped overseas to Asian markets on all three of these species that I'm going to talk about. So the red sea urchin, Strongylus centrotus franciscanus, a little late in the day to be saying that, but I thought I'd give it a try. There is a harvest slot limit, meaning we don't take the small ones and we don't take the really big ones. We take a slot limit, and the size is 3 1/4 inches by 5 inches only. They're relatively short-lived, 4 to 16 years to reach harvestable size, and they don't live a lot longer beyond that is estimated, although they don't have a lot of parts where you can actually estimate the age, so it's kind of just an estimate. And the quotas, we do have quota management, and the quotas are not fully utilized in the red sea urchin because of reduced markets, particularly in recent years. And the market is primarily Japan. These are our harvest management districts, and these are primarily, there's quota areas, and these were set up in the late 90s as part of the treaty management for the resource. And the red areas, which you'll see in a couple of slides, those are non-take zones for both urchins and sea cucumbers, and you'll see that in several of the slides. So there's no harvest in those areas. They're basically refugias. Continuing with the red sea urchins, the districts were established for co-management process, the co-management process with the treaty tribes. And in 1995, sea otters started showing up inside Puget Sound out in District 5, and they are voracious eaters of red sea urchin. And as a result of that, the District 5 district was closed in 1995. District 3, through survey information, we saw reductions in the population in the early 2000s, and that area has been closed as a precautionary measure to rebuild the stocks out in that area, which we're seeing good results on that. The stocks are recovering quite well out in District 3, which is the Squim Port Angeles area. And again, the no harvest zones up in the San Juan Island area are in effect for red sea urchins. A few points on the green sea urchin. There isn't a slot limit on the green sea urchin, but they are a size limit of 2 1/4 inches. Takes about 3 or 4 years to reach harvestable size. And the stocks seem to be healthy throughout Puget Sound, as far as we can tell. The quotas, again, are not fully utilized because of the reduced market demand. And the market is a whole live animal, primarily to Japan, and that's different from the red sea urchins, which they harvest the roe and pack it and ship it. So these are our whole live animal shipments. The sea cucumber, a little bit different. Again, found throughout Puget Sound waters down to depths of 300 plus feet. They're detritivores, kind of just mopping up and not very selective in what they eat, eat most anything. The whole animal is utilized, although the wall muscle is the prize product that comes out. And there's 5 muscle bands in a sea cucumber that are harvested and dried and eaten and sold for medicine and so forth. Worldwide demand on the sea cucumber has been increasing, and there's strong evidence that the stocks have been overfished around the world, and that's causing some high demands within Puget Sound, and we're seeing the price really going up on these, and in fact they're getting somewhere around $6.50, $7 a pound right now for them in Puget Sound, the treaty harvest. Again, we have management districts. They're a little bit different from the urchins, but set up with individual quotas. We do have the no harvest zones up in the San Juan Islands. There is a precautionary closure in Hood Canal since 2002 because the stocks appeared to be down there. So there has been no harvest since 2002, and that's continuing on in the current management year of 2012. There is a surplus production model that was used to kind of give some guidance for setting historic quotas in these districts, but we haven't done a lot of population work on it. And we do evaluations of the status of these stocks through harvest log analysis and working with the industry and so forth. And the San Juan Island quota, because of this recent demand, is now being fully utilized by both the state and the tribes. The tribes were not harvesting sea cucumbers to any great deal until just the last couple of years. So this will be our third year in the San Juan Island area where we're fully utilizing that quota, and we're really paying attention to our log books from our divers tracking the health of the resource there. The limited entry fishery and the buyback program. As I mentioned, the buyback program was initiated in 1999 by the industry, and it is funded through a tax and surcharges on the landing product in license renewal. So it's 100% funded through the harvesters. They can offer to sell their licenses to the department for the maximum bid amount, but it is a competitive bid process. So when permits are offered up, if there's more than what we have money for, then we go with the lowest and then work our way up the ladder. Here's the goal, and this is both in the WAC and RCW. There was In 1999, there was 49 cucumber permits and 42 urchin permits. The buyback program goal has identified 20 cucumber and 20 urchins as the goal. And we're pretty close. There's 27 sea cucumber permits remaining and 26 urchins. So to reach our goal, we need 7 cucumber and 6 urchins to be there. The program terminates in 2013, so we have 2 more bid processes. The bid process occurs in the month of August, so we have August 2012 and August 2013, and then the program goes away. So we may not reach the goal of 20 and 20, but probably get pretty close, we're hoping. The last license that were purchased for cucumber was 2010, and that is because that demand for those permits and that product is going up, and in urchins, 2009. So there's been a history of increasing the bid price on both cucumber and urchins by the commission starting back in 1999. And these tables just kind of show the history of the succession of increases. And currently for cucumbers, it's at $15,000 for a cucumber permit and $11,000 for an urchin permit. The rule proposal that we're putting forward jumps up the cucumber maximum bid price to $60,000 and the urchin to $20,000. So this proposal is, as I just stated, to increase. And if you look at the WAC revisions, I should mention there's a lot of red line and strikeout and so forth, and that was our code revisor's office working with our rules coordinator to do a lot of housekeeping changes that they thought were needed and change the way the wording is. But the bottom line is what those WAC revisions do is increase the bid price for urchins from $11,000 to $20,000 and for sea cucumbers from $15,000 to $60,000. We work closely with the license holders on this over the last few months to get a price, and it's what my understanding is, it's supported by consensus by the industry that this is the price, and they believe if we don't go to 60 for a cucumber permit, we're not going to get any takers. And if right now the money that's in the fund would allow the purchase currently of two or three urchin licenses and two and three cucumbers, depending on the bids that come in.
Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Rich, maybe I missed it, but as you reduce the fleet from 40 to 20 or somewhere thereabouts, are those individual fishermen on a quota, or can those 20 permits catch the same as when you had 40 fishermen?
Yeah, the quotas they change year to year based on working with the tribes and setting quotas, but the quotas are not going down proportionally with the license reduction. The industry back in 99 felt that, and they were right, that there was an overcapitalization of those fisheries and there was too many licenses. So in order to be economically viable and not overly competitive, this goal of 20 permits in each seemed reasonable, and the department supported that.
Thank you.
Commissioner Duvia?
I guess I'm a little confused, too. We're not meeting the quotas, so how does the resource or the department benefit by reducing the number of licenses?
Well, again, this was... our benefit would be we're managing a smaller fleet, but that's not a big benefit. But the real benefit is to the industry, those that are remaining in the industry, and it's not going to be an overly competitive fishery. Those quotas used to be fully utilized for red urchins and greens. It's just in recent years they haven't been.
Do we have any possible problem with reducing the market so the people who buy them have to pay more?
Yeah, that's a valid question. I mean, it is coast-wide. I don't know if the Puget Sound market's going to affect that much. And again, I should emphasize that this is not department. This is funded solely by the industry. It's their dedicated fund and so forth. They pay the tax on it. So could the price go up? Perhaps.
So there is no advantage to the resource or the department. This is just an industry choice.
Yes.
And we're trying to cooperate with what they want.
Yes. And manage the fishery appropriately.
Commissioner Jennings.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And the money is coming from industry. Also,
yeah, it's a landing tax and a surcharge on the license renewals that's been going on since 99.
And that's basically, in a sense, a dedicated fund. We can't use that money other places. It's just
that's correct.
So that's sort of where it fits in to be working with industry on it.
Yeah.
And we got an excellent briefing at the Fish Committee last month on this, on both on these three fisheries. And it was reassuring to see how well you guys were managing them just to make sure that you weren't over-harvesting within the legal program. I did have the opportunity, and I think that's important when we're looking at like the sea cucumbers as major detritivores in the ecosystem. You know, you do need somebody breaking that stuff down. You don't want it building up too much and going anaerobic. But I just finished reading Shell Games, and that was talking about shellfish poaching in Puget Sound. And with the price of sea cucumbers going up, again, it's not quite the same as a gooey duck, but it's starting to look kind of similar to Dungeness crab. It's a little bit more labor-intensive to collect, so it's not quite the same sort of throw your pots out, come back the next day, and you've got a bunch of money. But are there concerns about increased poaching of sea cucumbers?
Yeah, and of course, you know, working with enforcement and the managers, it's the higher the price, the greater the concern. It doesn't matter which, you know, although this one, particularly with urchin and cucumbers, it's a little bit specialized to be able to go out and find them, particularly cucumbers. But yeah, that concern is there, particularly if with the cucumbers, if it starts to go to $8, $10, $12 a pound. There's a big incentive there.
Great, thank you.
Commissioner Perry.
Yeah, you indicated that most of these go to Japan. Why don't they catch them there? Do they not occur there? Have they overfished them there? What's the story?
I believe this is true for cucumbers as well as urchins, but definitely cucumbers. Worldwide, the cucumber stocks are being reduced, overfished. So there's some areas that used to produce cucumbers that are not producing anymore and that were basically not managed with quotas. And that's why we're seeing the demand is higher here now for the product.
So there is a reason to really watch them close.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Other questions? Commissioner Smith.
Thank you. Are they managed at the point of shipping? I would imagine that these things are not shipped to Japan from lots of different ports, or maybe I'm wrong. Would the numbers be able to be monitored at that point?
Yeah, so I've learned a lot about that forensic work, that the forensic accounting that enforcement does at SeaTac and so forth. But yeah, that is one way. We have our landing requirements with the buyers with the fish tickets and so forth. Mm-hmm. But if there was poaching and intermixing of poaching products, that is one way to catch that, is looking at the actual shipping bills, because it is going air freight out of SeaTac versus what's actually being reported on fish ticket.
And follow, is there a domestic market at all?
Some for urchins. Uni in a restaurant, that's a sushi bar. But for cucumbers, very, very little. I would say close to zero. And very little for urchins. So that's why the bulk of it, the demand, is in Asia.
Okay. Is that the end presentation?
That is the end. And we will be scheduling, I believe, through a conference call in later in June or early July for a action.
Okay. Great. Well, we have someone who's signed up for public testimony on this item. So let's open the public hearing and call Casey Baker.
Baker?
Okay. Two K's.
Yep.
Didn't know how to pronounce it.
We could go with the first name, Cornelius.
Okay, you have 3 minutes. When you hear the beeping noise, your time is up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Director,
do you all hear me okay? All right. I'm a sea cucumber and sea urchin license holder, and I came to the meeting in case y'all had further questions to ask regarding this. It seems to be a large jump in price. We're almost over as far as the buyback program goes. It's been a success as far as we're concerned. One of the bits of information that you didn't hear is that, if you remember, in 1996-97, there was the treaty, tribe, shellfish case. We had 49 sea cucumber permits. We would like to reduce that to at least half. We lost half the resource. Same with urchins. We're trying to bring it down to 20, just because of the way the program has been initiated. It seemed to us to make sense to do. You know, that's the boilerplate of it. The quotas remain the same. We've seen the price go up over the last few years because of the falling dollar. And China's economic strength. Sea cucumbers are primarily purchased out of China. So to address kind of the poaching issue, the licensed divers that are out there, we don't want to see it at all. We'd love to work closely with Fish and Wildlife Enforcement regarding this. This can be a significant problem that we don't want to have enter in our industry, as it has with gooey ducks, as you know. That's about all my comments, other than that this is, you know, basically a consensus. The entire group feels the same way, that these are the prices, given what we have in the accounts, that we hope to reduce our licenses further. And that's about it.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you. Any questions? Thanks for coming.
Sure. Thank you.
All right.
Rich, I did have one last question for Rich, if I could.
Sure.
And that is, how much money do we have in the, is it one account or two accounts?
There are two separate accounts. They're about $110,000. It's always getting added to. It's about $110,000 in a sea cucumber and about $50,000, I believe, in the urchin. That's why I say we could probably this year probably get maybe two of each of the permits, maybe more depending on what the bids come in at. So get a little closer to our goal. We're almost there.
Thank you.